News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us in WKOK Sunrise. More fabulous, sir, he could never, ever be. That's Rob Center, our great producer, took really good care of Allie Stevens yesterday and Steve Kushaloff and Mr. Joe McGranahan, so I appreciate that. Took an undeserved day off, so we always are thankful for his help and hard work. On the news line with us now, two individuals who have been active lately with the I Am Alliance and have been at some of the rallies and protests around here and have been speaking out about opportunities for more knowledge and acceptance and showing the love, I guess would be a good way to say it. Ann Coyne is here, is from Sealands Grove, happens to work at the Mediation Center in Sealands Grove, but just a great member of our community. So good morning, Ann. Thanks for checking in today.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having us.
I do appreciate that. And Mary Collier is on the line, one of the many students at Bucknell University, calls herself a non-traditional student. What makes you non-traditional, Mary, and welcome aboard.
Good morning, Mark. I guess just because of my age, I'm in my late 20s, so I'm not the traditional 19 to 23 college age student.
Do all those kids on the campus irritate you sometimes? That's what I said.
I'd be lying if I said they didn't, but...
That's funny. Okay. Well, I just wanted to stick that in. I'm 60-something, and I've been calling anybody younger than me kids for quite a while now, so I do appreciate your calling in. All right. Well, we need to probably do a little finding of fact here, but you all have been active in and around Mifflinburg and some of the other rallies that have been around here. You're active in the Green New Deal, or Mary is, and Green New Deal Lewisburg, and the I Am Alliance. So we'll start out with Ann. The I Am Alliance, tell us about that. What exactly is the Alliance?
Yeah, so the I Am Alliance was started by Victoria Matthews, and she also was the person who started the event in Mifflinburg. And I Am Alliance is really just meant to be a safe place for LGBTQIA plus teens, their families, allies. It's really just a place that seeks to educate and welcome youth and their families.
And for you, you identify as queer. So for our audience, that's not something that really would always be top of the mind. Maybe the same definition that you would use, and really everybody's using now, or quite a few people are using. So your thoughts to sort of define why that's an appropriate way when I ask you to do a long introduction, which I did, you do say that you are queer.
Yeah. So I'll say that language can be really useful, but it can also be a little bit tricky sometimes. So me personally calling myself that, if other people maybe might not or also should not call me that, or I know also generationally a lot of older people in the LGBTQIA plus community don't like that word, but it was originally used as a slur but has been reclaimed, and it can also kind of act as an umbrella term. So it can queer can kind of encompass a lot of different identities. And I just personally use it, and I know a lot of other people who I'm friends with, younger people, use it. But if you're not a member of the LGBTQIA plus community, I would say you should just kind of be mindful of using that word. So I'm really thankful for you for asking questions and being open. And I think the key with language and with all of this is just being open to learning. And if you make mistakes, that's okay. We can move forward together.
And Mary, your involvement in the I Am Alliance, how did that start, and why are you a part of that I Am Alliance?
The day that I saw the event posted on Facebook, another hub coordinator from Green New Deal Lewisburg and I sent her a message and just reached out and said, hey, you know, we're local organizers, and I'm part of the queer community myself, so however we're able to help you plan this event, let us know. And Victoria answered pretty quickly and was like, yeah, I've never really organized before, so I'll take all the help I can get. And from then on, it was kind of 24/7. We were in it planning with her, and we ended up forming this great coalition of local organizers and folks, and it was a really great experience.
Now we're talking now about... Go ahead.
Go ahead. Just add, and now I consider myself one of the coordinators for the I Am Alliance also.
Okay, so you got involved. Well, they suck you right in, okay? Let's be frank about that. Good people doing good work tends to be very infectious, so We appreciate that. Okay, so you were involved in Mifflinburg when it was a rally over the weekend, but tell us about the before that, what happened at the borough council meeting.
This is Anne speaking. So we had some pushback from Mifflinburg Borough Council. We initially applied for a permit to use the main street, and that was denied for safety concerns, and then we attempted to get a permit to use the Mifflinburg Park, and we had to get permission from Borough Council to do that, and we did not get that permission, which was pretty confusing and disappointing to us, since I think we were really open to working together with Borough Council to make sure the event was as safe as possible. And I'll also say it was confusing for us to hear a Borough Council member say that this event was racist, since we were co-hosting the event with If Not Us, Then Who? And I'm sure you and many viewers know of them. They're a group who's been doing amazing work in this area to address racism. So we were just kind of, personally, I was confused and hurt by that response from Mifflinburg Borough Council. But I do think that the success of the event showed that it is possible to have an event or a protest and still keep safety in mind with COVID and with kind of all other broad aspects of safety.
All right, Mary, then came last Saturday. You were part of the people who were in Mifflinburg. Just a quick glance back at that day for you.
To me, it was a great day of just unity and love. We painted the town a rainbow, so to speak. We had folks separated by each corner to mitigate COVID concerns and social distancing. So we had folks sign up so that we could cap it at a certain number of each corner. And we had each corner have a designated color so that if you were driving down from 1st to 7th down Chestnut, you would go through each color of the rainbow. So it was really beautiful to see just that come together and folks just spreading messages of love and unity and speaking out against bigotry and hate.
Well, yeah, tell me more about that. We'll start out with you, and then we'll get Anne's response to this question. What's the purpose of the demonstration?
It was kickstarted by the sign that was posted at Langer's grocery outlet that said many things, but among those was, I think it was number 19. It had some like hateful and untrue rhetoric surrounding the LGBTQIA community and just insinuating that we spread deadly diseases. So that's what kind of sparked the sign, but then it turned into just a broader event targeting just the hate of bigotry of all kinds, because the folks that we kept seeing posting online in support of Wagner's sign, but also posting just really explicitly hateful things about our community and others. So we wanted to just address all of the hateful things that we were seeing come out of this across Central Florida.
Anne?
Everything that Mary said, I would echo. It started again in response to that sign, but then it kind of became bigger than that. It was also in response to, the transphobic attacks on Dr. Levine. It was in response to stories that people had reached out to us with after we were publicizing this event about their experiences growing up in Central Pennsylvania. So it was kind of telling people that, hatred and bigotry will not be tolerated, but we're also saying, if you are a member of the LGBTQIA+ community, especially youth in this area, we're with you, you're loved, you're protected, you have a home here. And I think we accomplished that goal, which was really beautiful for me to see.
Well, yeah, you got that message out. There was a little bit of pushback, but just really overwhelmed by an outpouring of support and vocal messages and some occasional drumming and a little bit of media coverage and lots of social media sharing of it and so on. So this was a success last Saturday at Mifflinburg, in your view.
Sunday is another event by If Not Us, Then Who? We're kind of more hands-off for this event. We'll just be there as supporters. This time they're going to be in Williamsport. They're going to have a couple different speakers. They're going to be honoring John Lewis's legacy and just talking about some different bills in Congress, in the Pennsylvania Congress that they'd like.
And are there future activities that the I Am Alliance will be part of? I do see something coming up at Milton Pride Parade, so tell us about that.
Yes, so we're definitely not slowing down with the I Am Alliance, and we're thinking creatively about how we can kind of keep this momentum and keep this love going forward. So that event that you're talking about will be in Milton on Saturday, the 8th of August from around 3 to 7. And you can also look at the I Am Alliance's Facebook page or Instagram page to get more information. But we're having that event because people in Milton reached out to us and said that they think that we're really needed, our message is really needed in their town. So right now we're working with them to see, you know, what the concerns are, what would be the best fit for Milton, how we can have a safe event, but also, you know, bring that message in love and tolerance and protection that's really needed to that area.
And this will be at the intersection of Route 405 and 642, which is a busy intersection right after you come off the Governor Pollock Bridge and step off into Milton. That's Route 405 there, and of course you're already on Route 642 if you've crossed the bridge into town. Okay, so you'll have blocks signed up. Why do this thing where you're on separate blocks and kind of spread out? What's the mission behind that change, Anne?
So the mission behind that is that we want to keep everyone safe, and those are because of COVID concerns. We would only have events if they're, you know, really necessary, taking in mind, you know, the broader safety concerns of LGBTQIA plus folks in our community. We're not having events, you know, just for the sake of events. We're having them because they're necessary. And as we have them, we need to make sure that everyone's safe. So we have those block signups just so we can kind of keep an eye on social distancing and make sure that everyone can be as safe and healthy as possible.
All right, we're going to get an additional remark from both of you. I'll start with Mary. Just an additional comment. Anything else you'd like to say to our audience to help wrap up our short conversation today?
Just we appreciate all of the support and love that we've seen, especially organizing this event at such short notice and with so many new organizers. And just the way our community came together to show that hatred and bigotry will not be welcome here, and that we can make all of our community members feel safe.
And Anne, an additional comment, please.
Yeah, I would agree with Mary, and I would also say that this event and kind of the support even after the event has been amazing for me. You know, growing up as a queer person in central Pennsylvania, I had a hard time reconciling, you know, my love for the area and my love for my hometown, which I feel so strongly, also with my identity. And I think this event and kind of this general movement makes it easier for me to feel kind of fully myself and also really have that love for this area. So that's been really beautiful for me.
All right. Well, thank you both so much for all your help and your information and the opportunity to talk. Anybody else with anything else to add to our conversation today? Okay, well, we got you both then. Great, thank you. Anne Coyne of Sealands Grove and Mary Collier. We have a slight delay on the phone. That does not help matters at all, as always. And Mary Collier of Lewisburg. We appreciate both what we both all are doing and all of your help. And thank you for who you are and for being a great part of our area and doing all this work. It's making us all a bigger person, so we appreciate that. Thank you both so much today.
Thank you, Mark.
I do appreciate that. Anne Coyne and Mary Collier talking about the event that's coming up on the 8th in Milton, plus a little bit about Williamsport. They talked about that this weekend.